Welcome to Buying Florida with Didier. Whether you're looking to move, invest, start a business, or expand, Didier will share with you everything you need to know. Tune in, learn, and improve with Didier and DDA Mortgage. Now here's your host, Didier.
Didier Buying Florida. I'm Didier with Didier Mortgage, and we're going to talk about income debt ratios on the different products available out there. I mean, in conventional FHA and VA. What is an income debt ratio? Well, you know, you take your mortgage payment that you're going to be refinancing or purchasing and divide it into your gross monthly income. And then you have the back end ratio, which is you take your mortgage payment, principal, interest, taxes and insurance, association fees if applicable, and add in like the monthly car payment, the credit card minimum payments, and also on the student loans or installment loans. So on a conventional, given all the right factors, credit and everything, and DU and LP, which is desktop underwriting and loan prospector, if they can accept it, it can go to a maximum of 50% income debt ratio, meaning taking all of that, dividing into your gross monthly income, as long as it doesn't exceed 50%. It will not do 50.01, 02, 03. It's 50 even. Now we get into FHA. Given all the right circumstances with credit and funds and based upon DU and LP liking the loan, it can go up to a maximum of 55% income debt ratio. And again, that means adding all your things. Now, what's really what's kind of interesting is your conventional and your FHA putting minimum down, you will find that the payments are basically the same. FHA might be a few dollars less, believe it or not, at this time. Why is that? Well, the interest rate's lower on an FHA versus conventional, and on a FHA, the PMI is slightly higher, but it works out in the effect. So that's what you have on that one. Now you go to VA. VA says 55%. But we have, given the right circumstances and all the right credentials on the loan, have gotten it up to 59% income debt ratio. Is that a guaranteed? No. DU and LP have to like it, but we've gotten them, and I'm on my second or third one that's gone to 59.5%. And that is really remarkable on that. So it does work, and it's not guaranteed. You have to run the loan through DU, LP to find out if it accepts it or not. But if everything lines up and everything's there, a great opportunity to get these higher income debt ratios. So you know, that doesn't mean you can go run for a VA. You got to have a VA eligibility certificate and served in the military. But you know, like FHA and conventional, you know, 50-55. So it does give you the opportunity to have higher income debt ratios and something to consider. So when you're working with somebody and maybe your ratio is a little bit higher, you might want to be thinking, okay, conventional didn't really work. What about FHA? And remember, all these products are coming back. What happened in 2000, 2021, and half of 22, where it was a seller's market. Yes, we don't have inventory, but with the higher rates and everything going on in inflation, it's starting to lax up a little bit, and people are paying attention to FHA and VA, which I think are incredible loans, and really broke my heart when I saw so many people not getting that were FHA or VA buyers weren't getting it in 2021 because it was cash or how much down and no appraisal gap and all this kind of crazy stuff. But you know, like I always say, the tide will turn. It's like the tide comes in, the tide comes out. You have different seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall. Nothing lasts forever. And we're going into a market again where those loans will be very welcomed among sellers once everyone wakes up, smells the coffee, and knows what's happening. So those are things just to keep note of that we have, and that you just want to make sure that you know these options that are available to you. And if you have any questions, give me a shout. Now, it's not guaranteed. Remember, it DU and LP, it's all computer driven. The government buys all the mortgages, so they have it where it's going to accept it or not. Obviously, if you are trying to get a conventional loan, your credit's not very good, it could cut you back. It could cut you down to a lower income debt ratio and not even hit it. So those are like under examples of everything being lined up and everything's great. So Didier just sharing that with you, a quick little podcast on how these different income debt ratios work on the different products. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buying Florida with your host, Didier. For more information and to apply for a loan, please visit ddamortgage.com. That's ddamortgage.com. Or click on the link in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Have a great day.